Little punk thinks his shit don't stink. Well, just to let you know,
your shit does stink. Stinks like shit.
Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. Hope you're having a great day. That's a little clip from MacGruber, an underappreciated comedy. Oh my God, if you've never seen MacGruber with Will Forte, oh, you're missing out. As long as you have a sense of humor and you go into the movie going, I'm ready for stupidity. It's one of Val Kilmer's last movies where he was able to speak. It's a great movie, hilarious, and it's vintage Val Kilmer in a sense, because if you remember, Val Kilmer was in Top Secret back in the day, where it's just slapstick, kind of just nonsense, funny. That's what that is. He's fucking a ghost, like twice in that movie. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I can't, there's no better word than hilarious to describe the movie MacGruber. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Speaking of fucking a ghost, huh? Yeah. I don't know what that means. I apologize. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't done it already. And remember, today's show is presented to you by High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the games are over, head on over to their online casino, get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now. Do it right now. Betonline.ag and get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here. I've got to say this real quick, because right before I hit record, I got a phone call again. The amount of solicitations is annoying. It's either something to do with the upcoming election or roofing. And the reason why it's roofing here in the Denver metro area is like a month or month and a half ago, we got hit with a nasty hailstorm here in the Thornton, Colorado area, which is just north of Denver. I mean, we had baseball size hail in some spots and whatever. I got roof, not roof damage, but I got car damage. But we have a brand new roof. We had just got a roof installed a few months back. So it held up just fine to the hail. But as a courtesy to our roofer and how great they are, we're like, yeah, you know, with all these people getting roofs repaired, we put a sign out in our front yard. One of our neighbors used the company as well, and it's just such a great company. But what's funny is I get a phone call from a roofing company again. I get these at least once or twice a day, and so does my wife. Hey, we're going to be in the area tomorrow. We just want to see if we could jump up on your roof, make sure we can evaluate the damage, blah, 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 blah. And then the guy, I was like, no, I think we're good. And then he interrupts me, and he's just like, well, your roof is probably not able to handle all the damage that's been going through here. What are you, like 5, 10 years old, if not more, on your roof? I was like, no, we just got a new one like 2 months ago. And then he does this. Oh, okay. And then he just hangs up. I'm like, yeah, because in the future, I'm going to go with somebody like that, dickhead. That's why, real quick, a free plug for our guys that did our roof. If you're looking for a good roofer, Best Roof Roofing. And you can go to their website, bestroofroofing.com, or give them a call, 303-929-9196. They do a great freaking job. We've been working with Mike, who comes out anytime we have a question, or when we're over there talking to our neighbor who's getting a roof through these guys as well. And he just chit-chatting, you know, he knows my kids' names and everything like that. It's just a good people. When you work with good people, you want to spread the love to those good people. And they're not endorsing me. They're nothing. So I just want to put that out there. They're good people that do great work. Best Roof Roofing. You got to check them out. So there you go. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. You're welcome. They are nice. We had a clog in our gutter, and my wife goes, "Hey, Scott's afraid of heights, Mike. Since you have the ladder out on the neighbor, any chance you could just bring it over here real quick?" I'm not guaranteeing that they would do this for everybody, but he knows how big of a wuss I am, apparently, because my wife must have painted a lovely picture of me. He's inside weeping. We know we need to unclog the gutter. So he did it for us. Again, no guarantees that they're going to do that for anybody else. But when he saw the patheticness on my face, I'm guessing he was just like, yeah, somebody needs to step up. Anyway. Anyway, check them out if you're looking for a recommendation. Best Roof Roofing. And if I could recommend something to you right now, be ready, because we're jumping into the headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
What the fuck, China?
What the fuck?
I said China instead of China. Let's scratch that. Pretend that never happened. What the fuck, China?
What the fuck?
Seamless. My God, I'm a professional. You'd think I'd be better, but I'm not. I'm not. Researchers at the Tianjin University in China nailed it. I am quite certain that's not how you say it, but I did my part. I tried. They've created a robot that is controlled by human brain cells. It's the first of its kind breakthrough in computer stuff. Biocomputers. How about that? That doesn't seem like computation. Whatever. Boy, I am just red hot in this show. This one, man.
Right as always.
I should send this into an award company. By the way, real quick side note. All these people that are like, hey, I won an award. There's not a lot of them, but there's I've seen a few people that are like, we won an award for best podcast or whatever through this company. You know how much you have to pay to do that? It's like $500 in some of them, and there's no competition because nobody wants to pay $500. There's some other great podcasts out there, myself included. But we just don't want to pay for that. Anyway, back to the story. Human brain cells mixed with a robot. What could go wrong, people? China, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? We just did that story last week where we're talking about how sex robots are using AI and how they want by, what was it, like in like 10 years, 5-10 years from now, they want these highly intelligent, artificial intelligent running robots in everybody's home, in China at least. It's insane. And now you're taking human brain cells and mixing it with, basically they just slapped it on a motherboard type computer chip, and it's able to do basic functions like, let's see, it can avoid obstacles. It can track targets. Right? That's not scary. Basically, it can use its arms to grasp things, like choking people. Right? That's what it can be used for. It's not very big, the one that they've designed. Maybe as big as an action figure type of thing. But that being said, is that not frightening that they're mixing human brain tissue, brain cells, and they're mixing it with computers? The fuck, man? What the fuck, China?
What the fuck?
My goodness. It's not going to end well. Why do we fuck with shit? It's like we've made all these movies like Terminator. There's some truth in that. There's some possibilities of it coming true when you think about it. But then at the end of that movie, like when those first started coming out, you're like, we would never be that dumb, would we? We made a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, and we saw the result. We wouldn't do that. But now here we are. You're doing it, China. What is wrong with you? You fucking idiot. Give me your clothes. Now. Arnold, you bastard, you. I can't wrap my head around this. I understand science is all about moving forward and coming up with new ideas. This seems insane. Insane. It's fascinating. I appreciate the intelligence that goes into making something like this, but it also scares the snot out of me. You're literally developing robots with human brains and then going, yeah, let's see how this goes. and then imagine you're going to mix in artificial intelligence into that, right? And wow, next thing we know, the Matrix is real. Whether we're human batteries or not, either way, you can see how robots will end up taking over because of dickheads in China doing shit like that. Come on, not a good idea, China. I respect your intelligence. It's top notch. Way to go. But take a second and stop trying to be the front runner in all this shit and go, should we? Should we? Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't. Fuck, man. And if you ever thought that your job was secure from artificial intelligence and, you know, potentially robots, when you see something like this, where they're mixing brain tissue with computers and putting it in a robot, yeah, nobody's job's safe now. Nobody's. My God. Mount Everest had a fist fight at the base of the mountain before a bunch of climbers were expected to go up there. They were trying to take a photo, take some selfies or whatever, and the tour guide's like, hey, can we get these two groups together and we'll get a good picture, right? And then what happened is the two groups were jockeying for who's going to get the best background. Then guess what happens? A fist fight. The only thing that I'm actually relieved about in this story is they were from China, not the United States. Because I would expect that from somebody in the United States, right? Because I've seen that where people are, you've probably seen videos on social media, people trying to take selfies. Next thing you know, they die. There was a lady, it happened the other day. I think it was a lady. She died from trying to take a selfie. And she fell like to her death. You see people doing selfies and just interrupting everybody else around them. It's not surprising that something like this would happen. Like, I need a better background. Here's what's annoying. You could take two. It's possible to take more than one photo. Hey, first photo, you guys are going to be over here. We'll be over there. Next photo, let's just flip-flop. Is that cool? Yeah, that's great. Wow, I just solved the problem. Fucking idiots. But again, if I found out that those people were from the United States, I wouldn't be shocked. I am just a little bit more grateful that it wasn't anybody from the U.S. It was from China. So, geez, guys, we're better than that as a society, right? We shouldn't get in fistfights over taking a picture of ourselves. So ridiculous. By the way, have you seen all the ridiculous amount of people that go up to Mount Everest at one time? It's insane. It's like a traffic jam. Then also you got a bunch of dead bodies up there that are frozen solid. It's never would want to go up there. I don't think I could make it up like 20 feet. I don't think I could. In the category of someone got beat by the stupid stick, a grad student, suffers severe burns after using hair removal cream on his genitals to spice up his sex life. Come on, man. Come on. Test that on your back. Test that on your thigh. Just not on your nuts and your schlong. Idiot. I remember before my honeymoon, that it's not about my genitals. My wife put Nair on my back. I have a hairy back, not as hairy as some people, but like enough where it's pretty disgusting, right? So she put Nair on my back, and like it made my back break out. My skin, I have very delicate skin, okay? Don't at me. Don't judge me, okay? Sorry. But my back broke out. So the honeymoon, the majority of the time, I had to wear a shirt because it looked like I was on like a cycle of steroids. They're like, wow, his back's broke out. It looks like he's on steroids when you look at his back. But when you look at the whole package, clearly he's not doing steroids right. He's not. He is just a saggy piece of skin with fat, just jam-packed with fat and sadness. Anyway, if you're going to clean up the downstairs, you just here's a little bit of info. You go through with some clippers. You got to be very careful because that skin is very delicate down there, and it will get caught in the blades. And it'll make you bleed. I'm just telling you from experience, okay? You do that as much as you can. Then you get it as low as you can, right? And you every time you're doing this, you got to be pulling the skin tight. You let it loose, that's where it's going to get caught into the blades. So once you get as low as you can with trimmers, you go back over, put some shaving cream down there, wherever you're going to shave. And then again, you get your Bic razor and you pull the skin tight. You have to pull the skin tight. And then you very gently shave down there. Okay? I would never put chemicals on my junk. Does not seem like a good idea. Shaving cream, yes. Stuff that's meant to burn off your hair follicles or whatever the hell Nair does. No, not a good idea, Dubby. But I'm a grad student. Yeah. I know a lot of people that have degrees that are fucking morons. This guy, don't know him, but I can make one assumption about him. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer when it comes to social skills, right? He's like, I know what I'll do. I'm going to put Nair on my nuts. 20 minutes later, somebody called 911. Feels like they're on a campfire. Oh, God. Bad idea. You know what's a good idea? Is heading to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. Beautiful transition. Going from burning your nuts to burning a fat J. That's right. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And when you go by High Society, keep this in mind. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, consume what you like, and then take the rest home. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like that idea. High Society has something for everybody. They have, like I said, a wide selection of flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. They also have an amazing atmosphere. 7 big screen TVs to catch your favorite sporting event, or even you can request to have a watch party of some sort. I don't know what you would want. Bridgerton? Is that a thing? Bridgerton. I have a friend that's really into that. It looks horribly depressing, but maybe you're into that. Maybe you want to do a watch party for that. I don't know. But you can do that. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent. Tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes. And they even have a quarter arcade with pinball machine, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. And I'm hearing that they're going to add more and more to that to really make it a fun little area for the arcade. So that'll be cool. It's already cool, and they're looking to make it bigger and better. So High Society has tons of events, comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month, live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puff and paints, game nights. Twice a week, they do Texas Hold'em games, and they got plenty more on the docket. You got to go check them out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20. Thursdays, by the way, is Ladies' Day, and ladies get 20% off all day. How cool is that? High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, just 9 minutes from Coors Field. Like I said, it's open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. Before we get into the mailbag, I saw this on social media under, it was on Instagram. There's a page I follow, Not Common Facts, and they posted this. It said, a study found that 1 in 4 young adults in the U.S. will be single for life. And they have this guy who looks like he has tears in his eyes, and he's just sad. He's filled with shadow, and it's just like, oh, he's going to be single. I think that's overrated to be. If you are a person that doesn't want to be married, who fucking cares? Good for you. At the end of the day, it's not what everybody else wants. It's what you want. Do you want to be in a relationship with somebody? Yes or no? If it's no, fine. Are you happy? Yeah. Good for you. You don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. Right? It's kind of the same thing with, well, maybe you are married, but then everybody's like, well, you need to have kids. No, you don't. You don't have to have kids to be happy. Man, I don't see what the big deal is with that. If you're somebody that is choosing to be single, or you are choosing to be childless, yeah, whatever. As long as you're happy, who cares? It's not hurting anybody. Right? Right. So, I don't know. I always think it's funny. I remember back in the day, you're dating somebody, and it's like, when are you going to pop the question? Then once you get married, then it goes on to the next thing. When are you going to have kids? And it's like, geez, man, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to. That being said, I'm glad I chose my wife. I think if anything, she chose me. Anyway, but yeah, I don't see what the big deal is that. If you want to be single, who cares? Who cares? Just, get high. Sit back and listen to the Huff Uncensored. I'll be your mate. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to see you. But hey, look at us. Look at us. look what we're doing to each other. What? Sorry, it got graphic and a little weird. Speaking of weird, let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag! You've got mail!
Dennis wrote in, hey, you were talking about toilets at the ballpark in the last episode. DeHuff, could you poop in front of people? Dennis, wow, what a great question. No, I don't think I could. Unless it was a end of times type of thing and I literally just did not care anymore about, social, thoughts. Like, oh boy, what does everybody think of me? And it's like we have this one town bucket or one town or, village hole that everybody uses. Yeah, I think there would be a point in time where you just wouldn't care. But as of right now, I could not do that. No, I don't like going to, we're going to go to the Renaissance Festival here, maybe this weekend. And it's a lot of fun, but there's some bathrooms. Like, I felt bad for my son. I think it was last year or the year before. He really had to go, and we wait in line for the restroom. Then all of a sudden, when we get up there, realize that it's just a trough filled with ice and guys are just pissing on the ice. And at first I was just like, what's the big deal? Come on, go use it. And then I realized he's almost wiener height. You know, he's slightly above it. But I'm like, yeah, no wonder he doesn't want to use that. Plus, you know, he shouldn't have to sit there and pee on ice next to some pervy grown-ass man. No, no. I was like, you know what? No, we're good. We can leave. We can leave. I get it. Ugh. Allison wrote in, hey, DeHuff, I saw this headline and thought of you. Should I say something about my nice but sexist boss? Allison, I'm a little confused why you would ask me that. Like, why did you think of me? I'm hoping it's because of what my reaction would be. Not that you're like, hey, remember when you were my boss? Assuming that I was her boss at some time, at some point. You don't remember me, but you were nice, but you were sexist as shit. Allison, that's an interesting headline. Should I say something about my nice but sexist boss? I mean, if he's nice but he's sexist, doesn't that cancel out the nice? Like, hi. Oh, Carol, it's great. Thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. Keep up the hard work. Hey, speaking of hard, you make me hard. Anyway, because you're nice tits. Anyway, talk to you later, Carol. Like, I don't get how you could be nice, but you're sexist. I feel like if you're sexist, you're not necessarily nice. And there's a lot of those type of bosses out there where I guess in a sense you pretend to be nice, but then you're sexist. There's a lot of that in business where you got boys club or guys club type of mentality where there's just a bunch of dudes in charge and, you know, they kind of, I've seen it firsthand where it's just like, you're either part of the club and we'll hire guys that want to be, you know, dudes being dudes type of thing.
Ask me about my wiener.
But if you have a vagina, I don't know. Good luck. Good luck out there because it's not going to happen here type of thing. And it's a lot more active than I thought it would be. But I hear stories all the time from people that I interact with of like, dude, my boss is sexist. Like he'll give other people promotions despite the fact that they're terrible. Their numbers are shit. And then the women have better numbers, but they don't get promotions or wage increases type of thing. It happens. But I guess it in regards to what that headline would be, I think in most situations you can say something, but you probably shouldn't say something to him because if he's sexist, depending on the situation, he might use that against you. And next thing you know, you're looking for a job. He'll just find a reason to fire you. That's a very fine line that you have to walk when you're dealing with somebody like that. He might be sexist and not realize it. And maybe you could say something to him and then he would be like, oh my God, I didn't realize it was that. Because it could be one or two things that he says and he is just oblivious to what those words actually are. I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of people that are in positions of management that are morons. They could be saying something that their nana had been saying to them all these years. They don't realize it's sexist or racist or whatever, and then until somebody brings it up to them. It's a very fine line that you have to walk off with something like that. Because unless you got good support from your HR department, that could end up backfiring on you and you lose your job. But that being said, depending on the level of this, you should, no matter what, say something. When I worked in radio, there was several times I had to, it wasn't in regards to people being sexist. It was discrimination against certain types of people. And me bringing that up, still just kind of jaw-dropping that I had to present that to somebody. But it kind of backfired on me. Put a mark on me, and when it shouldn't have. Now, that being said, I didn't get fired for it, but you could tell that I got shuffled into a category of don't give them any more opportunities type of thing, or at least, trim them down. So you got to be careful with it. It's such a weird thing. Thanks, Allison, for really bringing down the show. Jesus, Allison.
What the fuck?
Allison's listening. She's like, what? What did I do? I thought it was funny. It would be interesting, like, if you have a sexist boss, but he's, like, nice. Oh, yeah. But then he's, like, saying these, like, horribly sexist things. You're like, dude, do you understand the words that are coming out of your mouth? That's what I had to do with one of the bosses that I had head buttered with. I was just like, do you hear what's coming out of your mouth? You can't say that. That is horrible. I think some people just are oblivious. They don't understand the words that are coming out of their mouth. They're looking at it completely wrong. And then you sit there and if you have the guts to say something and then they're just still looking at you like a deer in the headlights, you just go, wow, this accomplished nothing. It did. Even though it should have. Be like, I feel like I'm literally talking to a brick wall right now, because they're looking at you like, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm wrong? No. Everybody in the building thinks I'm great. Yeah, but you say horrible things. You are not nice. You are a piece of shit.
Right, as always.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining the show. I truly appreciate it. Thanks for listening. If you could, leave a nice review wherever you're listening to this. Give it some full stars. If you're able to write a review, that'd be great. Even if it was like, you just write, I like pickles and this podcast. Like, that's fine. That's fine. I'm happy with that. Big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. You got to go check them out at 7667 Washington Street. Also, big thanks to Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Hopefully you laughed a little bit in this episode. If you didn't, the problem might be that you have a bug up your butt and you might want to get that checked out. You might. Anyway, it's the Huff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.